It is 7 to 8 on your Thursday morning. Andrew May, Scott Gullin with you right through until 8.30. And then after 8.30, Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate and Gareth Hall from 10.30 with RSN Central. Huge Thursday morning coming up on RSN as always. A man that the guy spoke to a couple of weeks ago, and then I was actually watching his final Sheffield Shield innings, and I was heartbroken. I wonder if he was when he went out for 97. Callum Ferguson, who will definitely have his Big Bash hat on now, joins us on the line. Callum, good morning. Welcome back to RSN.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure. I can't believe the Duke's dodged me, though. I'm a bit fuzzy on that.
Oh, he ran. You should have seen him. Oh, I've got to go suddenly.
The sun's out, the guns are out for Duke, and he was off onto the million-dollar rowing machine he's got down there in Mornington. So
that doesn't surprise me.
he was very quickly out of here. One question I wanted to ask you, I mentioned off the top, 97 in the final innings. Now, I know Half and Whitey spoke to you before that final innings, but when you went out, what was the overwhelming emotion? Because I had the split screen going at home with about three cricket games on at once watching the Shield, but you were the main one, and I was devastated. How did you feel?
Oh, look, first of all, when I walked out there, I just wanted to get off the mark. Just get off the mark in your last hit. But it was quite an emotional roller coaster the entire week. But when I walked out for my last innings, Usman and the Queensland guys actually gave me a guard of honour on the way out there, which they didn't have to do. But that was, really, really nice touch from them. But I was pretty nervous. If I'm honest, but a lot more nervous when I walked out there than I was on 97, actually. So I kind of went from mid-80s to 97 quite quickly and then walked off almost as quickly after I had my front pad blown off down to fine legs. So, it was disappointing, obviously, and not just necessarily because I didn't get to the three figures, but I was probably just pleased that I'd managed to put a decent score on the board and help the guys get through most of the last day. But we were starting to get on top and get into a position where we looked like we were a chance to win if we batted well in the next half an hour. And now, unfortunately, that didn't happen. So I was a bit dirty for a number of reasons as I walked off. But then I reckon when I got close to the boundary, it was almost like a sense of relief. That was it. And I got a nice applause on the way off. And the Queenslanders were really good again as I walked off. But it was almost a sense of relief. That was it for the last time, and it was over to someone else.
So it wasn't going to hit any pegs by the sound of that, Ferg?
No, that wasn't what I was saying. I thought it was probably hitting the outside leg, so it was a tight call, but I thought it was probably hitting on replay. But I was just a bit, mind you, the umpire didn't read the script, did he?
No, come on. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, seriously. What are we dealing with? But,
it's a tight call. You got to be, the situation up. Keep the finger down.
That's exactly what I thought initially. Come on, mate, seriously. But it was a bit of a relief, I reckon. Once I started getting close to the boundary, that was it. And now someone else's turn to try and get us the next Shield.
Now we find you in Coffs Harbour, don't we? You were evacuated.
Yeah, of all places, I didn't see this coming in the next month leading into the Big Bash. But we've got up here, the sun's out, nice mild sort of mid to late 20s. Not a bad place to spend 10 days of quarantine. So not where I planned on being. I actually planned on being with probably seven of the other Redbacks down at Lynx Lady Bay at Diz's joint down there. We've got a nice golf course down there, which we all like, and we were going to do 3 days of golf down there. We got 10 holes in. I think I had a lot of golf competitions, beers, all that lined up for a week off with Travis Head. He'd teed up with our West End sponsors, just a little plug for them there, to have a bit truck down there for us. And unfortunately, 10 holes in, we were sent back to Adelaide and on a plane 24 hours later, it all went pear-shaped really quickly.
So tell us about playing golf. What happened? I mean, how did the call come through? Did you all get text messages? Sounds like you're like an elite special ops team being evacuated out of the state.
It was incredible. There were a couple of guys just having to sink a few coffees just to make sure they were right to drive half an hour later. But in all honesty, it was a phone call that came at the start of the 10th hole, and by the end of the 10th hole, we'd had a third phone call saying that you needed to get down to Adelaide and make sure that you got a COVID test within the next hour and a half. So it was we were an hour and 15 out of town, so that was a bit of a mad dash, and in to see our doc, and the swabs went everywhere, and you know, we were packing bags that afternoon and on a plane late morning yesterday, or 2 days ago now.
So do the golf clubs come with you, or what are you allowed to do in coughs in quarantine?
Yeah, so it's not a hard quarantine or a lockdown like you've seen from other sporting teams when they've had to go into state. I know the Vics and New South Wales guys had to do a pretty tough one when they got into Adelaide, but we've got a pretty low-key one. As long as we socially distance, when we go into shops, wear a mask. Until we actually got our COVID test back, we had to wear gloves everywhere. But now that we got negatives returned, things have lightened off a little bit. We're not having to wear the gloves everywhere. Still wear the masks in shops, but golf's been open up to us, boys. Oh. The clubs are with us.
Oh, and the West End, did that make the trip, surely?
No. Only 4X up here. Lion Nathan made sure that when you start getting this far north, it's 4X or 2X, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. One last one before we let you go. How's your preparation going for the Big Bash? Have you switched focus yet, or are you going to get a few rounds in before you start getting your Big Bash cap thinking on?
Yeah, no, the thoughts around that, so I've been in constant touch with Shane Bond over the last, basically since the last tournament finished, but it started to ramp up in the last sort of 2-3 weeks, trying to work out how it's going to look for our boys once we get them in Sydney. But, for now, it's until we'll probably start looking at getting right into, hitting big sixes and bowling the Yorkers with all the guys here in the quarantine in Coffs Harbour. Probably start it next week. We'll have a light session Friday, tomorrow, but starting next week, Dizzy will look after all the quarantine guys up here from South Australia, and we'll start getting into some serious white ball hitting and bowling. And I think Dizzy was even talking about trying to get some special sessions for the guys that aren't strikers. He said he's lined up the Coffs Harbour the under-9s opening bowlers, the local Coffs Harbour primary school, under year nines. He's got the fast bowlers from there lined up for Alex Ross, myself, Nick Winter and Lloyd Pope, who aren't playing for the strikers. So it's nice of him to look after us. I heard the bus driver's going to be having a role of us too. So Popey said, I'll put the pads on. And Hedy said, we don't want to give them too many wickets. Yeah, I think they've looked after their own, that's for sure.
Enjoy what will be a strange sort of couple of weeks. I don't think I've ever said this to anyone this year. I'm actually jealous of your quarantining situation. But all the best for the next couple of weeks in the build-up to the Big Bash. It's a bit of a different preparation than what you were thinking probably a couple of days ago. But we look forward to seeing you in the Sydney Thunder this year. And I just can't wait for the summer of cricket to get stuck in when we've got Big Bash every night and the Test cricket season coming up as well. Good luck, Callum. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. I'm looking forward to it too.
Callum Ferguson there.